Good morning. Happy to seeing you again. Well, today we have a couple requests. So the first one is meditation, what they'd like to know a bit more about. Meditation on realization of incorporeality of our being. And as you all know, incorporeality means having no material body or having no physical existence. So, first of all, let's take a nice deep breath and follow it down. And follow another breath without engaging any thought of what is appearing or what is being experienced. So take that breath, letting go of thoughts. Slowly. And rest in reality, stillness. And as always, there is no person here to be speaking, and there is no person there to be listening. God, awareness alone is. There is no other reality. So we will start with the number one request, which is a meditation on realization of incorporeality of our being. So what we're going to start with, and what I all would also suggest is that you start this meditation and any meditation with getting empty. Okay. It's like a calming down. So first, as you go to meditate or take the body to a place and set it down, firstly recognize that there is just one presence and only one presence that can be meditating. Not individual people, not a personal person. There is only one presence. And if you are meditating, then God is meditating. Okay. First, recognize that. Then now put your again, begin by putting your attention on following a breath. And we're just going to follow that breath in. And then we'll follow it out. That means our attention is on a breath that is coming in, filling the lungs and the belly. Our attention is then on a breath going out. And as we do this, consciously release and let the muscles relax. And letting go of any tension. And again, consciously, your attention is on following another breath coming in. We begin to rest in the stillness that is ever present. Just quietly following a breath, consciously, full attention, breath coming in and breath going out. And resting in the stillness, take a breath and leave outside any attachment to thoughts. Aware of them coming and going, but not engaging, not picking them up. Consciously aware of thoughts, but not engaging. And leave outside with this next breath, the body and the mind. They're not needed. And with the next breath, release and leave outside the wants and the desires as you rest in this stillness. Consciously follow a breath. And leave the desire for awakening outside. And consciously your attention is on a breath. And leave the desire to know God. Leave it all outside. Empty, empty, empty. And rest in the stillness. This beginning for a meditation will help you to get used to being in your natural state of emptiness. Now, for this particular meditation requested, you may want to make the statement about yourself in regard to the presence of God is without a mortal body or mortal mind. And as God is, I am. So we'll make that statement from the stillness of emptiness. Then follow a breath again, consciously, full attention on breath. And if you find your attention drifting from the moment, make the statement again. God is without a mortal body or a mortal mind. And as God is, I am. Follow a breath consciously in. Consciously follow the breath as it leaves. And practice this until you are resting in the stillness. Even if the thoughts are coming, do not attach to any of them. Following the breath in the recognition, God is without a mortal body or a mortal mind. And as God is, I am. Now recognize as you do this practice that there really is nothing to know or get to know, and there is nothing to obtain. All or already is. And try this meditation in small increments of time. Not trying to do one big long meditation. So if you continue to turn your attention in remembrance of yourself, which is the God presence, without body, without mind. And you turn your attention away from the appearances. And that's even the appearances of thoughts, feelings, or sensation, or beliefs. When those are bubbling up, turn your attention to yourself. The thing is that the times of this attention to the inner stillness, they will increase naturally as you go along, and that's without any effort on your part. You have a natural state of being, which is stillness, which is silence. Okay. So you need not effort to be what you already are. As it says, be still and know that I am God. Hey. I think here that the thing to remember is that I already am the formless, bodiless, immortal, infinite presence. I'm already that. So as you practice this meditation, certainly you can change the words, and do with it what feels from within you to do. Nothing that is ever spoken here is said in concrete. It is but pointings and inspirations for you to go forth and be as you are already. So that would be just an example of a meditation that you could do on the realization of incorporeality. When you're doing such a thing, you're always going to have to come back to reality, which is I am God. So you're always going to, if you're going to do this type of a meditation on realization of incorporeality, for instance, you have to bring it back to truth. You have to bring it back to what is real. And the realness of this is that I already am the incorporeal presence. I already am that. So the meditation should not be in order to get that. Okay? You're not trying to get to have no body and no mind. Your practicing is to open within to the realization that that is already the truth. And that's what your meditation should be about. I already am that. So let's take some comments or questions on our first request here. Good morning. Okay, the one that how'd we do in taking care of the request?
Mary,
yes, love.
Whoever's request it was perfect for me.
Okay, great.
I love what you said at the end that you're not trying to get to stillness, because I found myself trying to get there this morning, get away from what was happening in my body, get away from the thoughts around it. It just was just a beautiful recognition and re-entry or something. Coming home to myself again. I just appreciated that so much.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, thank you. So, and as you're saying, when we have appearances such as that, you know, the things going on with the body, that I would suggest that not trying to get away from it.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. it only gives the mind more food for negativity. So instead of trying to get away from it, just embrace the moment. Embrace what is there. Okay. The body, whatever I am, it is absolutely pure and perfect. Okay. So the God presence that I am, the essence that I am, is absolutely perfect. Okay, so then the body has this pain in the back, or trouble in the knees, or whatever is going on in appearances. In appearances, I need not try to get rid of appearances. I am aware of the appearances. I will always be aware of appearances. I am going to be aware of pain. I am going to be aware of suffering. But I am neither the pain nor am I the suffering. So I take that breath and come into the stillness. I am aware of this appearance, but I'm not the appearance. So you don't have to try to get rid of it. Don't spend the energy trying to fight the mind's thoughts. You can't win with a mind that is fixed on duality and separation. It's fixed on that belief. So you'll not win. Just release, do your best to release the beliefs, but beside that, recognize I am aware of the body. I am aware of the pain that is coming forth in the body. But I am neither body nor pain. I am the presence of the awareness of it. Now, when that is complete, okay, when you've released that desire to get rid of the uncomfortableness of anything, and with the body, then go take an aspirin, take a Tylenol, or put a hot compress on it, or whatever gives relief to that. Because you are still aware of being the instrument of doing the relief. Okay.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Totally.
When
Yes.
you find yourself trying to get rid of something, stop. Come home. Recognize I'm the awareness of this. But I'm not this. And when that has settled in, okay, when you're back in that emptiness, when you're back in your natural state, and give it a few minutes, just resting in that. And then if there is still a discomfort that you can do something about, then do that something, recognizing again, I am the awareness of this. I'm not even the doer of putting the hot pad on. I'm not even the doer of taking, it's just happening. So the important part here is to not try to get rid of it. Once you're back home, if there's still an issue that is too uncomfortable, then allow that taking care of it to take place.
I think where I need to focus is on really allowing myself to take the time to get all the way home.
Ha ha ha.
Do you know what I mean? To the
Right.
stillness. I feel like I get like caught in some kind of.
In the mind.
Yeah, and the mind is like, okay,
In
you're there, but I'm not there. It convinces me. Thank you. It's a tricker.
The whole point of any watching the mind, meditating, getting into the stillness, recognizing I'm the stillness, the whole point of that is to leave the mind alone. When it starts, you know, the BS, you know, have you got your bookmark? That is a big red flag when the mind starts going down the rabbit hole. It's a big red flag. Okay, that's and that's the mo I'm waving the red flag.
I'm gonna get you a red flag, Mary.
So at that point, and you have to take the bull by the horn, so to speak. You have to recognize that mind is just spewing out BS. I talk to myself. I would talk to myself like that. You know, the mind is not my friend. This mind that is like a 2-year-old terror. You know, this mind is undisciplined. It has been allowed to rule the roost since day one. Okay, so you are the one to put down the discipline. You recognize what's going on, okay, and you leave it alone like a hot stove. You leave it alone. That is your position to recognize, hey, who's in charge here? You know, this is part of the path. You have to begin to learn who's in charge and begin that discipline. And that discipline is to leave it alone and be still. I mean, you might be roller skating down the boulevard, but you can still be still. Right?
Yes.
Okay. So that's your position. You recognize that the mind is playing its games, so to speak, and it doesn't have a consciousness to play games or be a tyrant at all. These are just thoughts rising to your awareness, but it is up to you to recognize that and to leave that thought alone. There's no mind actually doing anything to you. These are just thoughts bubbling up in consciousness. Recognize that. Okay. There's no mind entity.
Wow.
And the mind is not outside of you. The mind is within you. Everything is within you. Mind is nothing more than the rising of thoughts. How you interpret them and how you play with them or pick them up and embrace them, that's up to you. That's your discipline to see what the thoughts are doing or know what you are allowing the thoughts to do. A thought cannot do anything. Okay. It's like a marshmallow in your hand. A marshmallow, it can't do anything. But I can say, oh, that's terrible. I shouldn't eat it. I'll put on weight. It's a terrible thing. Do I put it in the hot chocolate? Do I make a, do I do so? Okay. So the thought is like that. It can't do anything. But you can believe and say that it is. It's making me crazy. It's making me tired. It won't let me rest. The mind won't stop. It's doing this. It's not doing anything. The thoughts are not doing anything. They're like a leaf just floating by in the breeze. It isn't doing anything. You're just aware of it. And then you take that and you make a big program story out of it. Okay. So now you have hooked yourself on certain thoughts. Okay.
Wow.
So you cannot truthfully say the mind is doing anything. The mind is what we call an accumulation of thoughts. We call that mind. But there, again, there is no mind entity, and the mind is not doing anything. The thoughts are not doing anything. You are the one that picks it up and makes it a believed reality. Can you see that the thought in and of itself does not have that capacity?
Yes.
So it's not the thoughts that took you down the rabbit hole. You grabbed the hand of the thought and you went willingly down.
Oh, God.
So the thoughts come to your awareness. It's up to you what you do with it. You have to see it clearly, see clearly that the thoughts do not have any power whatsoever. I can say that they do, you know. I can say that my mind won't let me sleep at night. I can say that, and I can actually believe it, and then I will have that experience every night. But the thoughts do not have that ability to keep you awake. You give them that authority. You see that?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Welcome.
I need reminders.
Yeah, we can't really put off onto the thoughts our actions. You can look at them there as an opportunity, as I say, to recognize that they're nothing. That's a great opportunity when they come like that to begin to realize and recognize that they have neither power nor presence. So, yep, can't blame it on the thoughts. Okay. How about that? Any other questions or comments on part one? Okay, so the second request is cultivating living in the now. I think that means, how do we go about cultivating living in the now? Okay, so who can tell me what is the now?
I would say it's empty of thoughts.
Okay, good one. Yes. Living in the now is to, you're going to be consciously, I'm saying consciously, consciously present. Now, you can have memories of the past, but you cannot be consciously present in the past. You can be conscious of memories. And the same with the future. You cannot be consciously present in what we call the future. There actually is no future, as Eckhart says, it's always now. So there is no future to be in, but we do project desires, wants, needs, anxieties. We do project them into what we believe is a future time. Okay. So without past and without future, where are you? Okay. So you are always present now. It's, are you consciously aware of being present now? So your attention wanders to the past, so you forget what you're missing is the beauty of the moment that is being lived. It's like you're walking in this beautiful rose garden, but your attention is on what is going to be for dinner tonight. You miss the beauty of the colors, of the fragrances, of the perfumes. You miss it because your attention is not present. Your attention is elsewhere. And then when you're done, somebody will say, wasn't that a beautiful garden? And you can't honestly say, I mean, you probably saw colors and you can say yes, but not really. You missed so much of it because your attention was off somewhere else. So it to me, it's like practicing just being present. When I find the mind wandering, or the thoughts taking me in this direction, or thoughts taking me in that direction, is to be aware of that and then just let go of those thoughts and be now. Yes, it's just smell the fragrance of the coffee, you know. And it's actually, it's okay. What my notes say that, how would we cultivate living anything consciously? Now, say for instance, I have a note, say art, so I'm saying art. Okay. And we bring our attention to books on art. That's a desire of expression that we want to be living art. We don't know squat about it, right? So we put our attention on the books of art. And we might even take trips to the museums to see the masters and how they did the art, how they lived in that state of expression. And then we get some art supplies. You might get some videos on how to do certain techniques or watch the art shows on YouTube and do some practice because we're a beginner, we're going to practice. And then eventually we get a little bit more advanced books and we hang out with folks of like mind. And we practice some more. And we practice until we are living the principles of art, of painting or drawing, just an expression that finds its way through this body form. It is the same with living now. You've done your homework. You've gotten your books, right? You've made trips, perhaps to retreats or ashrams. Okay. You've gotten your supplies of reading material. You've watched videos. You've listened to the audios. You may even have gone to maybe more advanced books. Okay. You're hanging out with people of like mind. All of this to be in the practice of living the principles of spirituality. And the big principle, because it will take care of everything when your attention is on yourself and you remain present. Full presence, full attention. When washing the dishes, full attention, the feel of the water. And I know some of my art friends might even recognize the fluctuation. I'm sorry. Somebody's mic is on. Please. Like being full present and say you're washing dishes. And I was saying that my art friends may even recognize the variance as the water comes out, the different, where the different shadows are, where the lights are, and that water is sparkling as it comes down in the, and the colors and the bubbles as the dishes. This is full attention, full presence, being only now. The full attention is on that washing of the dishes and everything that goes along with it. The fragrance of the soap, the sound of the water, the feel of the water, the feel of the soap on the dishes. The colors, like I said, the colors and the bubbles, the rinsing, the sound it makes going into the thing that holds the dishes while they're wet. All of that, you are fully present. And it is a wonder and a joy. All of the senses are engaged. The feel of the water, sound. That is being now. Not, I'm going to have a coffee when I get done with the dishes. Okay. Or, what do I have to do? You're washing the dishes. What do I have to do today? Well, I better put in a load of laundry and get that done and out of the way. And then I got to make a phone call to Joan. And then, no, that is not being present. That is not living the principle of now. Full attention on what is being presented in the moment. Full attention. And that is how you cultivate that. Do that practice. when you recognize that washing dishes is going on, but you're somewhere else because you have a luncheon engagement at 1 o'clock. No, full attention on what is taking place right now. Have you guys practiced that? Are you practicing? Good. Cool. Okay. So my suggestion is always that when you find that you are wandering with the thoughts, to take that deep breath, feel the breath, full attention on the breath, how it feels filling the lungs, and then how it feels releasing. Come back. Bring your attention back to self. So living now is just being full attention on what is presented in the moment. Cultivating that is for you to recognize when you are following the thoughts away from what is present in the moment. And when you find yourself following those thoughts or the distractions of thoughts and sounds, then you take that breath, just come back, letting go. You bring your attention back to the moment. So let's try something here. Okay. Just for the moment, put your attention on some future event. I don't know, an upcoming wedding, a birth, or Christmas, something in the future. Something that's on the calendar, so to speak. Something in, out there. And then when you have that, watch the thoughts. Just watch. Watch where the thoughts take you. Okay, so now you're aware of thoughts going in different directions. You're aware of that. Now, take a breath. Take a breath. Follow the breath. Let it go. If the thoughts are still there, take another breath. Bring your attention back to the moment. Do we have our Christmas party all planned now? I got to do this. I got to do that. Oh my gosh, what am I going to get? And it's going to be the same thing with the past. When the thoughts come up in regards to past situations, past joys, past sufferings, whatever, when the thoughts start coming from that direction, it's the same thing. It pulls your attention. Oh, now let's say it can pull your attention. It doesn't have the true power to do that. But we are so accustomed to following mind. So you have to recognize what's going on. And take a breath and come back. Come back to now. Okay. So, how did we do with cultivating living in the now? We need some more attention to that, whoever requested it. Here we are. Like Kate, did that make sense to you? Yeah. Alice, anybody? Peggy? the request was cultivating living in the now. So come on, guys, give me a little.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that makes sense. That, you know, that I get it. I see what's going on.
Mary?
Yes.
I was talking while I was muted, so I'm sorry.
Oh.
Anyways, I wanted to thank you for that so much, but what really helped me just now is when you said, watch your thoughts. It's like, they're like going in all these different directions. I don't think I've ever saw it quite like that before. So.
Okay, great.
I feel like this is a big, big beginning for me. I mean, I never really, I knew what I've heard now a million times, but it's like you're breaking it apart for me.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Great. Great.
So, Mary, I wanted to ask you a question about that.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, as an infant, newborn, they live in the present, right? Because they really, I don't think they have any history. At what point does this mind start traveling? Is it once things start to happen in a child's life that the mind starts to focus maybe on the past, or, you know, now I'm going to get fed, and it focuses on the future? Is it, you know, as an infant is not really consumed with what's going to happen next week, right?
Right. Right. They're not, they don't have the background yet, so to speak. They haven't been programmed or conditioned as we were by our parents and the culture and family and whatever. That does take a bit of time before that that conditioning takes place. But once it does, yes, the memories will be there. So yes, the thoughts will lead to the past. Yes.
Okay, so there is a certain amount of that that's necessary to, say, learn a system of mathematics, right? So the mind has to get conditioned to learning, right?
I don't know if there is a condition for learning. If you want to learn something, you know how to pay attention. You know how to, you know, do the practicing. So I don't know if there needs to be a conditioning for that. I don't know.
Okay.
They're going to go to school. They're going to be in the system, so to speak, the system of conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
But conditioning is, I feel, more of a social thing. But even if you want to learn something, I just don't feel or know if there is a conditioning to make us learn. You know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, though. Okay, so everybody now knows how to be in the now, how to live in the now. Any comments or questions? So I know we seem to have a lot of practices that we do, but there's just one, and that is just to be in the stillness and be as you already are. So do your practices out of love and thanksgiving, and never let your meditations be with a hope or a wish to receive something. Be still only for the joy of being still. Okay. You're already the presence. So try to stop insisting that you do not feel like the presence or that you do not feel like you are God yet. So when those thoughts come, lay them aside. And oh yeah, the other one is that while I still feel like a person, that's okay, but there is no person for you to feel like. Recognize that. Consciousness alone is. So, just be as you are, divine, pure, perfect presence. Be still. So let us pray. Most beloved self, you are where I am. It is without body and without mind that I am oneness. I am stillness and peace. It is without body and without mind that I am silence. In essence and emptiness, I live and move in you, most beloved one. Amen. Om Shanti Shanti. Namaste.